One person's trash, it's been said, is another person's treasure, except when it comes to recycling. A crash in the global recycling market last year is forcing municipalities in Maine to prevent household trash from contaminating their recycling streams or pay hefty fees. The new added cost has led some Maine towns to drop recycling altogether, but a handful of towns in southern Maine tried a different tactic this summer, hiring interns to walk through neighborhoods, peek into curbside recycling bins, and leave behind direct feedback on the do's and don'ts of recycling. Patty White has more.
On this sunny August morning, two 20-something recycling interns are making their way through a residential neighborhood in Scarborough, where waist-high recycling bins are parked at the end of each driveway.
This is one of our first bin here.
Torvald Arnell lifts up the lid so he and fellow intern Julie Gourlay can peer inside.
We'll usually give a quick little peek. I see some cardboard containers, milk jug.
Arnell and Gourlay have been trained to look, but not touch, for reasons of personal safety as well as the residents' privacy. They assess how many items in the bin are truly recyclable, then stick on one of three tags. If they spot one of those bubble mailers in the bin, not recyclable. That would earn a yellow oops tag. A bag of yard waste? That's more egregious and earns a red oops tag. But this particular bin contains all recyclables. That's a green tag.
It's pretty cute. It says that you're a recycling superstar.
While their internship is now over, Arnell and Gourlay say their job this past summer was to try to gently train as many recycling superstars as possible. They're among 10 interns who were hired by four communities, Scarborough, South Portland, Falmouth, and Windham, to tag bins in certain neighborhoods each week. It was a pilot project in partnership with the waste management company EcoMaine, where Katrina Boussier-Van Huysen is a senior environmental educator.
The goal was to reach more folks than just, say, a brochure in the mail would, because people can either choose to read that or not, but they're going to see a sticker on their bin. They're going to see people walking down the street.
The new sense of urgency was prompted by China's decision last year to close its doors to most of the world's recycling because of too much trash in the mix. Before that market collapse, EcoMaine was able to sell its recycling, but now it has to pay recyclers to take it, with the added cost of removing contaminants from the stream, even large and easy-to-spot items, says Van Huysen.
When one person says, oh, I'm sure this basketball is fine, that's, you know, it's not great, but it's not detrimental to the system. When 200,000 people do it, and they do it with regularity, then that's a problem.
The interns got to see firsthand the problem of what's been dubbed wish cycling during their training. They spent time in EcoMaine sorting room, where Van Huysen says they picked about 200 gallons of trash from the passing conveyor belt in just 10 minutes. Everything from dirty diapers to dirty syringes. Julie Gourlay says trying to keep up with the conveyor was overwhelming.
And just seeing all the things that people are putting into their bins, whether they know it should be there or not, I think I pulled out like a 20-pound dumbbell.
Back on her neighborhood route in Scarborough, she and Arnell encounter more common problems as they check through the curbside containers.
Another bin here. Oh, we got some goodies in here. And when I say goodies, I mean not goodies. There's some plastic bags. There's some wraps.
Plastic bags, Arnell says, are among the most common recycling mistake they confront. And they do cause problems by getting tangled in EcoMaine sorting machines. This bin would get a yellow oops tag. The interns say most residents seemed receptive to their recycling feedback, usually communicated through the colored tags, but occasionally face-to-face.
Look at an early start. Wow.
Morning.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Neighborhood resident Lisa Norton slows her car as she drives by. She says the tags on her recycling bin were like badges of honor, at least when they were green.
I want to say at least four green ones. I got a yellow one because we had a paper towel in there. Shame! And I was putting them up in the garage like they were awards. So when I came home, my husband had them up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But it's been very informational.
In all four participating communities, contamination in the specific neighborhoods targeted did go down. In Scarborough, for example, 52% of the households in the pilot project were green the first week. By the last week, that number jumped to more than 80%. Townwide, the drop in contamination wasn't as dramatic, but Scarborough did see the largest decrease of all the communities at 7%.
Looks pretty solid.
Looks like a green.
The recycling interns have done their work for the summer, and now Julie Gourlay and Torvald Arnell say it's up to local residents to remain vigilant.
Now that we're done tagging, the question is, are they going to keep it up?
Recycling is as complicated as you want it to be. if you don't want to learn anything about recycling, then it's difficult for you. And you're going to be bringing your town's contamination rates up, and you're going to wind up paying more.
EcoMaine says it hopes to expand the recycling feedback program to even more communities next summer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.